You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Welcome back to The Wire. The results of this year's Te Taunaki Public Service Census highlight that almost a third of disabled public servants felt discriminated against at work. The Human Rights Commission's Disability Rights Commissioner, Prudence Walker, believes that the results highlight the need for more support towards public sector workers living with disabilities. I spoke to Prudence about the discriminations faced and how we can achieve a shift in attitude rather than just strengthening laws. What is the status quo for disabled public servants and how does it need to change?
Well, the latest public sector survey shows that almost a third of disabled public servants felt discriminated against, and 21.7% of those cited that they felt disability was the reason for that. And public servants with mental health or neurodivergent conditions also reported high rates of discrimination. So the survey shows that while disabled workers have longer tenure in their roles, they experience lower job satisfaction and less trust in their colleagues. So unfortunately, there is still a lot of work to be done.
What laws should be put in place to ensure that there will be better support and working conditions for these workers?
Well, we already have anti-discrimination laws in place. So, for example, through the Human Rights Act. So it just shows really that attitudes and other policies are the most important issues to address here. So the survey results highlight the importance of effective diversity, equity and inclusion strategies, for example. For another example, disabled employee networks. It's notable that just 3.9% of public servants identify as disabled compared to 17% in the general population. So that could signal that disabled people find it difficult to join the public service. And the survey also showed that disabled public servants reported lower levels of job satisfaction and were less likely to agree that they had access to development and learning opportunities. Disabled public servants are underrepresented in management positions and have lower average salaries than their non-disabled colleagues. So those results don't make the public service appear as welcoming and supportive as we might hope for. Our public service needs to be leading the way in upholding disabled workers' rights to employment opportunities and supportive workplaces.
And while there are laws put in place already, how can we make sure that people's attitudes change as well as that?
Yeah, well, attitudes are always a really challenging thing to work on, but it is about workplace cultures, and I think having those expectations in place really sets the standard that the public service wants to be working to. And so I know that some of those are in place. And so really it's about the application of those and making sure that we're promoting environments that are supportive of disabled people as employees and the needs that people have. So for example, through any reasonable accommodations people might need, and things like looking at the LEED toolkit for employment, that MSD's LEED toolkit, which Waikaha are now working on refreshing. So things like that are a good support for the public service and managers within that to be supporting the employment of disabled people.
And what steps are the Human Rights Commission taking to address these issues?
Yeah, so the Human Rights Commission is the national human rights institution, is of course independent of government agencies, but we are one of the independent bodies that monitors how government is progressing on disability rights. And so there are reports with our other partners who do that reporting to the United Nations on this. And so the results of this survey would contribute to the evidence on how things are going in New Zealand around the employment of disabled people, and there may well in the future be recommendations that come out of that from the UN and from our independent monitoring mechanism. And so people can find, though, the MSD's lead toolkit for employing disabled workers, and they can also find guidelines on reasonable accommodations on the Commission's website, and those are good supports to organisations to support the right that disabled people have to employment and to working environments that are open, inclusive and accessible.
That was the Human Rights Commission's Prudence Walker on the need for extra support for disabled public servants.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.